Okay. Brian, the hot fire checks are complete. You're going to wide dead man at hole.
Okay, Challenger America, you're in hole. He didn't get very far off that time either.
Challenger, those all look good here.
And I think we got them all.
Okay.
Okay, Gordo, understand. Okay, we're in the top of 3-28, Gordo.
Roger, we're with you.
Okay, Challenger, America.
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, I'm going to turn off B3. And also my roll jets, and I'm going to undo the docking latches.
Okay, you want to verify your transponder is off as well as B3?
That's a verified transponder is off.
Okay, and you did get the umbilicals, right?
Say again about umbilicals?
You did get the left ACM umbilicals, right?
Oh, I'll get the umbilicals. I didn't get the question.
Did you disconnect the left ACM umbilicals? Verify.
Verify, I have those down here.
Okay, very good.
And Jet Bravo 3 is off.
Okay, Ron, we're about 5 minutes from LOS.
Challenger,
and,
Houston, we cannot completely explain
the
startup indications you had on the pings, but there are no great concern. It looks good so far. The DAP gimbal trims are no problem. Don't bother changing them. And there'll be no PIPA bias update yet anyway. Over.
Okay, understand. Was the checklist written backwards on it?
Oh, it's a cape problem on their tape, and they had it reversed, but it's in the noise level anyway, no problem.
Okay.
Challenger Houston, you have a go for undocking and SIP.
Roger, understand, a go for undocking and SIP.
Number 5. 1, 2, and it's fully released and the hook is off of the docking ring. Okay, number 6. There's 1, 2, and it's fully released and the hook is off of the docking ring. Okay, 7 is released and the hook is off of the docking ring. Those Duplo still okay?
Yes, sir, looking good.
Okay, here's number 8. 1, 2, and the chute's fully released and the hook is off the docking aid. Okay, here's number 9, 1. And she's fully released, the hook clears the dock ring. Okay, number 10. There's 1, 2, fully released and hook clears the dock ring. Challenger America, you're hanging on those three little bitty things.
Okay, fine, Ron.
Okay.
Challenger, Houston, about 1 minute to LOS, and we'll see you when you come around the other side independently.
Okay, Gordo, understand.
Okay, Ron, we're within a minute of LOS. Your O2 flow still looks good, and the rest of the stuff that you can get onto the HF.
And the radar has come out, and I'm being radar test now.
Okay, I'll get that VHF stuff and then put the hatch in.
Jack, just a friendly reminder to do the LOS procedures on the steerable.
Okay.
Okay, we're in receive only the B data. Hey, Challenger America, I'm going to receive all the B data.
Signal as America and Challenger passed behind the moon on the toward the end of the 11th lunar orbit when they reappear again in approximately 47 minutes. They will be undocked, station keeping, flying along adjacent to each other. At loss of signal, the orbit measured 61.2 nautical miles, apocynthian by 12 miles even, nautical miles, paracynthian. Velocity at that time was 5,313 feet per second. During the next front side pass, as the Challenger continues in preparations for the descent orbit insertion, we'll have a checkout of the descent propulsion system. The tanks will be pressurized and telemetry readouts here on the ground will be compared to those on board to make sure that that system is performing as advertised. An alignment, a realignment of the inertial measuring unit, part of the lunar module's guidance system, will be run during that, also during that front side pass. And toward the end of the 12th revolution, just prior to loss of signal, the crew aboard Challenger will be given a go, no go for the descent orbit insertion maneuver number 2. Which at this time is still scheduled for a ground elapsed time of 112 hours, 1 minute, 59 seconds. The There's a carton of book matches on top of the flight director console here in the control center, which was bought by a group of flight dynamics officers on all the shifts, Bill Boone, Jay Green, Jerry Bostick, and others. It's a blue match cover. It says the trench. Traditionally, the trench is the front row here in the control center where the flight dynamics people operate. It says on the front, the trench, Mission Control Center, Houston. On the reverse of the matchbook, it says Mercury, Gemini, Apollo, Skylab, Apollo Soyuz Test Program, Shuttle. Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo have a check by them indicating they're complete. And at the bottom it says, roll them out, we're ready. At 10957, up live at next acquisition of signal as America and Challenger come around on the 12th revolution. This is Apollo Control.